This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, free for all Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. There's more than a question, but it appears as a question on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page right now. I shared it from WWL Radio. The title is, should New Orleans ban NOPD from being on reality TV shows? Give us your response by going to Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can also read the blog on the Facebook page or also on our website, WWL.com. All right, so we took this instant quiz. Is the instant text off Marianne or Ginger, and it turned out the way I thought it would turn out. Marianne overwhelmingly was the winner. In fact, one of the interesting facts that I've learned about Gilligan's Island was that Marianne got a lot more mail, fan mail, than Ginger or anybody else on the set. And when you think about Ginger being presented as this glamorous type, and most people seem to think that, you know, Marianne was the sexier one, if you will. I guess it goes to show you that when you present somebody as overly glamorous, that's not really as attractive as just being natural and just being yourself. Or it might have been the shorts that Marianne was wearing. Because I'll tell you, you know, from back in the day to today, you're not going to find any more form-fitting shorts than the ones that Marianne used to wear, and I think that might have been a part of that. Coming up this hour, we're going to spend a little time talking about the Saints and the Bears, and you know the Saints can beat the Bears, but will they beat the Bears? And what about LSU and Vanderbilt? What is LSU going to do this weekend? You know, I think Brian Kelly is in the hot seat, and while LSU is number 10 in the country, very respectable. Vanderbilt is number 17. I'm surprised that LSU is an underdog. I mean, the game is on the road, but it really shows that maybe LSU is seen as a team that is overrated at number 10, and maybe they're not a solid number 10. Also, you know, Ole Miss, I have always felt like Ole Miss was not a solid number 5, so we're going to talk about that. So, love talking about sports. I love football. There's a lot to talk about with football. Love the NBA as well. So, we're going to be talking about all of that on the show a lot. All right, so there's a community effort here, and it is involving building a community, storytelling. It involves a special celebration of youth culture, the art activism that is part of all of this. And a couple of people are joining us on the show to talk about this for a minute. Then we're going to get to your calls, and we'll talk about football. Carolina Guadalupe joins us. Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Sure. And also Mama Jen, Jennifer Turner, known as Mama Jen, is with us. Mama Jen, can I just call you Mama Jen?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mama Jen's here, bookseller at the Community Book Center, and this is a literary, cultural, and a social hub on historic Bayou Road in New Orleans. So, Mama Jen, you like to tell stories?
Okay. been telling stories all my life.
Yeah.
Just like you. You've been telling stories.
I'll tell a few stories. I've told a few stories in my career. Carolina, talk about what an Artivist Award is.
Well, thank you again for having us. Artivism is an act of using your art skills and your activism as a powerful tool to sort of change the narrative within your community.
Yeah.
As an organization here in New Orleans, we are Trinity City Arts, and we're a nonprofit arts program here, and we foster social change through artivism for people of all ages.
So,
and on Monday, October 20th, at Binghamia, we're going to be celebrating Mama Jen and other artivists that are in our community doing the real work. Our other two awardees are Monique Verdan, who is a citizen of the Homa Nation, and also a land steward of the Memory Bank and Seed Exchange. And then we're also celebrating Sierra Chenier, who's a young writer and historian and a storyteller who's born and raised here in New Orleans. And so we're really honored to have local heroes like that that we can celebrate to inspire our work, in which we inspire young people to become artivists.
So who has access to this? I mean, who should be participating in this?
Well, this is a community event, and so it is open. It's family-friendly. You will have kids there. Binghamia is a museum, a community center museum, and it's a $30 ticket. We have food from all over New Orleans, and we'll have Dusty Waters Band performing live. And then we'll have a beautiful ceremony where all of our awardees will receive an award, and will be introduced and be able to talk about their work. We're also debuting a special audio version of a comic book that we have as a tool of inspiring young people to become artivists. If you visit our website, trinitycitycomics.org, you can download the comic book, the first issue, and you can also buy your tickets to the Artivist Awards on Monday. And it's a fundraiser so that we can continue the work with young people, because it's young people who have created the actual comic book. It's called Trinity City, and it's an Afrofuturistic story set in 2078 New Orleans after it survived a climate-induced flood, and
wow,
New Orleans is living with the water. And so part of our work is having these young people sort of look at the future, and which is their future, and they created this universe with these characters, these stories, and that's what we're celebrating on Monday, is the power of artivism through our youth and through our elders and our artists that have been doing the work, like Mama Jen. And this weekend, Mama Jen at the community bookstore is they're doing a whole block party called Home Fest as well. So if you want to come out and celebrate all of the work that community does, and we culminate it with Monday's awards event on Monday.
All right, so Mama Jen, why don't you tell us about Home Fest?
Oh, Lord. It's a celebration of the not only the vendors, but it's a celebration of the people of New Orleans. Just feel like a community event, where the community really puts it on because they come to it. And it was started in 2013, and we just had a few people come in, and they come in, celebrate. We had things like fish fry. We had all of, and T-shirts and whatever other vendors we had. We have people. We had now we have the African Ethiopian restaurant at Addis Nola, and we have Nano's, and then we have down the street Caribbean restaurant, and then just a whole slew of not a whole slew, but people like the Cupcake Fairies. We had the theater next door. And then you have us at Community Book Center. So yeah, it's really like a family gathering. And oftentimes, people who are from here, they come down just to fellowship with the rest of the people, with the rest of, home.
Well, I will do whatever I can to help encourage reading, to help encourage art. And so, Carolina, an artivist, and this is the first time I'm hearing this word, it's an artist who's an activist, or their artwork is related to activism.
Well, yeah, we believe that the sort of work in artivism is not just creating art for the sake of art, but to create art for change, positive change, obviously, within our communities. And a lot of people are artivists and don't realize it. So I think this term was not, we're not coining this term. I would discover a few years ago when I started doing this work, this term got coined around the Zapatista movement in Mexico back in the 90s. And that's originally where it came from. And it has morphed, you know, over the years. But we are trying to use a very powerful, well, I believe art and activism are powerful forces. And when you combine them, then it's even more powerful. We've done that in the comic book, right? In the comic book for us, the narrative that we're trying to change with the comic book, because it's written and it's illustrated by young people, is that young people should be not only seen, but must be heard, right? The old narrative is that they should only be seen, right? And not heard. And so we're trying to flip that narrative, and our form of artivism is the comic book.
And Mama Jen, would you agree that there are a lot of young people who are into comic books and things like that? They would never hear these stories in any other medium, but because it's in a comic book, they might pay attention to the story and the message.
And they definitely, if other young people who are writing it, they see that they have the same maybe problems or same, you know, with issues wanting to be able to do different, go to school or whatever. Primarily make them read more.
Yeah.
You know, because you could take books and you have science, and that's what the art of it, that's what that magazine is about, climate change. That's science.
Right.
So, you know, I like the magazine. I like it. They gave me a copy, so I was able to read it in real action. You know, I like
so,
it.
So, Caroline,
it was great. Everything.
Caroline, where can people get this comic book that was done by young people and it deals with New Orleans in the future?
Yes. Well, you can get it right now if you go to our website, trinitycitycomics.org.
Wait, Trinity City what?
Comics. Trinity City Comics with an X at the end. .org. And you can download the PDF for free. It's open. We're not gatekeeping that information. It's for our community to use and explore with. And obviously, if you want to get your hands on it, come Monday to the Artivist Award.
Okay.
We'll be selling copies there.
So tell us very quickly, before I let you go, tell us very quickly again about Monday and this event that's going on, that is going to be honoring artivism.
Yeah, so again, it's this Monday, October 20th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Dusky Waters Band will be performing live. It's the third annual 2025 Artivist Awards. Tickets are $30, and you can just visit us on our website, trinitycitycomics.org, or on any of the socials at Trinity City Art. And just go to our link in bio, and you'll find the link to the tickets.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, Mama Jen, did you want to say something?
Why Trinity? Why Trinity City?
Oh, I know I was told the story. I know the young artists and the people who created that told me the reason. I don't remember, honestly. So I won't answer.
I have my
own feelings around the name. I think it's very appropriate as a name for New Orleans, and a quasi futuristic name for New Orleans. But I don't remember anything. I will find out for you, Miss Jen. I'll have the answer for you on Monday.
All right, Mama Jen, good luck, and thank you for what you do, and thank you for working with the youth and for trying to, build a community and sense of community. And Carolina Guadalupe, thank you for the information, and I hope people show up Monday. And I'm fascinated with this idea of this comic book done by young people in New Orleans about New Orleans in the future. That's fascinating.
You gotta see it.
Yeah, you Please do. Download it or come visit us on Monday.
I'll do that.
Thanks
all right.
Again.
Caroline Guadalupe and Mama Jen, thanks for being with us on WWL. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, look, we're going to talk about Mary Ann and Ginger because somebody wants to talk about that. But also, we're talking about football. LSU number 10, Vanderbilt number 17. What is LSU going to do? Are they going to just get through the game and beat Vanderbilt? Are they going to have trouble with Vanderbilt? Or are they going to display the aerial offense that LSU was supposed to have? And will LSU's defense carry the day? Is LSU going to upset Vanderbilt? I mean, you don't say that very often in this area. You don't talk about LSU upsetting Vanderbilt, but LSU is an underdog. And also, what about the Saints and the Bears? Can the Saints, well, we know they can, but are the Saints going to win this game against the Bears? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back with more of your comments. It's Free for All Friday. Friday got here before we knew it. It's already the week.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Again. Yeah, it's the Halloween season. I'm Scoot on the air. I love Alvin Kamara. I don't know whether you've heard this or not, but apparently there was a conversation between Alvin Kamara and Mickey Loomis, and Mickey Loomis asked Alvin, is there someplace else you would like to go? Because some teams have expressed interest in trading for Alvin Kamara. And Alvin Kamara basically said, no. I don't want to go anywhere. He said, I'd rather retire. He said, I would rather drink a pina colada somewhere than go to another team. And for a superstar in the NFL like Alvin Kamara, that is quite commendable. Turning down an opportunity to maybe be bigger, to maybe be in a bigger market, to maybe get more attention. Turning that down to stay in New Orleans, that's the kind of dedication that you do not see in professional sports today. And it's very, very unique and very, very admirable. So I love Alvin Kamara. And he just sets a great example. So I'm thrilled about that. We're going to talk about some football here in just a moment. I'll get to your calls as well. So if you see a home that has a teal-colored pumpkin, it's not just a decoration. It's designed to indicate that that home has a child with a food allergy. And so they're going to be giving out non-food treats. Well, wait a minute. If their child has a food allergy, the kids coming to the door don't necessarily have food allergies, so why not just give them the candy? I don't get this.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think the indicators are saying, hey, if we have alternative treats if you just happen to have a child. That does, it's not for the child in the house. It's for...
Oh, it's for the kids. Okay.
Yeah.
It's for the children. So if the teal... It's called the Teal Pumpkin Project, sponsored by the Food Allergy Research and Education. So it's a, it, so if they see the teal pumpkin, they can go to that house knowing that they're not going to get
a
treat that's bad for their kids.
Yeah, they may get a toy or something okay. different other than a candy.
Well, that makes more sense, but, I don't know. I mean, look, there are millions of kids that have food allergies, and I feel badly for those kids. But if you're out trick-or-treating, you're not going to see that many teal pumpkins. So, if you're really that concerned about this, maybe you wouldn't even take your kids trick-or-treating or let them trick-or-treat and give the candy away. I don't know. It seems like a little much to me. We're not going to get to it today, so we'll do it next week. We'll talk about some of the controversial Halloween displays that are out there. And I did a video about this. It's at WWL.com. It's also on the... The video's on Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's also on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't done it yet, I invite you to download the Substack app and become a subscriber to Scoot on the Air. And I invite you to respond to the videos that I do. And I did talk about the Halloween decorations. Some of them are politically oriented. Is that going too far? So I'll respond to some of your comments, and we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to Halloween. The Thursday night football game last night was just amazing. Two quarterbacks, both over 40, just put on a clinic when it comes to passing the ball. And then when you've got a receiver like Ja'Marr Chase, all you have to do is have a quarterback that can get the ball to that guy or anywhere near that guy, and you're going to win. You're going to have a great game. And it just goes to show you what one great receiver could do. And the Saints are working on finding that one great receiver. And a lot of people thought it was Chris Olave. But it's not. And I mentioned earlier, do you think with trade deadlines coming up, do you think Chris Olave might drop a pass or two because he wants to be traded? Because he sees the future with the Saints right now and he doesn't like what he sees? I don't know. I hope that's not the case. I mean, I've been a Chris Olave fan, and I still am, but he needs to catch the ball. Let's see what he does against the Bears Sunday. The Saints can beat the Bears, but I don't know if they will. All right, let's go to Bob in Metairie. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on, Bob.
Okay, no problem. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Obama had... I'm going to change the subject because express any concern about, I don't know, NBA young boys coming to town Sunday and Monday? Is that correct?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that.
I read it. It's a rapper. And Atlanta had to postpone one of his shows, and Chicago did too. And the New Orleans police say they're going to have 400 policemen for this concert Sunday and Monday, and they expressed some concerns.
I'm surprised I haven't heard about that. But we'll be talking Monday. We'll talk about that Monday on the show. But I don't really know that much about it right now.
Well, I would express some concerns, and also the tailgating. tailgating at LSU. The shootings.
Well, those shootings didn't take place at tailgating.
Scoot, come on. It's happening all too frequently.
Well, it is, but it didn't happen at tailgating.
And there's one thing that's consistent. Young black guys are shooting each other.
Yeah, that's a problem. So what's new about that, Bob?
It's not just a problem. It's a crisis.
It's a crisis. I agree with you. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
But don't exaggerate it and make it seem like it's going on at tailgating, because it's not.
They closed a tailgating area because of it at LSU.
Well, there was a shooting, a mile away from the stadium, and I guess they felt like they needed to do that, but it didn't happen at tailgating, as far as I know.
And the shootings in Mississippi.
So Bob, was it your goal to just get on the air here and just bash young black youth? Is that what your goal is?
No, you did it.
Okay.
You were doing it a year ago with the little bastards comment and committing all the crime.
Yeah. So it's a problem. It's a problem. But are you a white guy?
That's none of your business. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm going to assume you're white and you're a middle-aged white guy. Are you into child pornography, Bob?
Oh, I wish you'd say I am.
Are you?
I'll sue your ass.
No, I'm too smart for that. Are you into child pornography?
I'm not answering your stupid question.
Okay. Well, Bob, my point is, my point is that if you want to stereotype, then why don't we all stereotype you as a middle-aged white guy, because the middle-aged white guys are the ones that show up in the news who are into child pornography.
What does that have to do with the shootings and the perception of black crime everywhere?
We already knew that, and you've done some dog whistling here that makes it seem like your goal is It makes it seem like you're just on the air to stereotype, and I don't have to really deal with that, especially on Free for All Friday. So I'm going to let you go, Bob. Don't have to deal with it. You know, my point is always that if you want to stereotype young black males, if you're a white middle-aged man, then we should stereotype you and assume that you're into child pornography. Because the stereotype that we see who's into child pornography is a white middle-aged male. So if you want to stereotype young black males and think they're all like that, then why shouldn't we stereotype you and assume that you're into child pornography? You see how unfair it is to stereotype? And when somebody like Bob calls and wants to exaggerate and dog whistle things by making it seem like somehow people are bad because they're black, I'm not going to get into that on this show. Not going to do it. You know, I mean, we shouldn't even have taken that call, because it's Free for All Friday.
It's one of those things where he kind of was vague about what he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I know. It's not your fault, Coleman. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. But I'm not going to tolerate guys like Bob. And Bob, if you're still listening, I'm not going to tolerate you. And if you call again with the same idea, the same attitude, I'm just going to hang up on you. You don't have a right to be on this show. It's a privilege. And I don't have to let you on. And if that's going to be your attitude, go get with some of your racist friends and you guys hang out and you guys talk amongst yourselves. But don't call the show. It's that simple. All right, we're going to come back with a few more of your comments. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1977, Lynyrd Skynyrd released the album Street Survivors. It was the last album with frontman Ronnie Van Zant and guitarist Steve Gaines, because they were both killed in the plane crash 3 days after the album was released. The plane was on its way to a concert in Baton Rouge. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it's Friday afternoon. So you got plans for tonight? Here's a text that says, I got robbed while working at 7-Eleven. The guy aiming a pistol point blank at my chest was white, just saying. Yeah, Bob, don't act like the only crime that's committed is by young black males. But we have all talked about how there's too much of that. You know, we know that. So I didn't know what your point was other than you just wanted to call up and bitch about it. But we already know that's a problem. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoop. How you doing today?
I'm good.
That's good. My first time calling you.
First time calling. And, let's give you a little special treatment here.
Oh, thank you.
We like to, you know, recognize those people who have been listening and they decide to
appreciate
be a first-time
it.
Caller. So, all right, what has you calling in today, Greg?
Okay, I'll drink ginger and Marianne.
Yeah.
I choose Marianne.
Yeah, I agree.
I saw her 10 years ago with her daughter at John Schnatter birthday bash in Livingston Parish.
Really?
And she still looked hot.
Yeah, you know, I saw her later, in not in person, but I saw pictures of her later in life, and man, she still looked like that, you know, little girl next door.
Yeah. Well, we saw her 10 years ago. I think she was still around 80 years old.
Wow.
And she still looks good.
Yeah. Amazing.
She passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah, that was sad. Well, Greg, it's cool that you had a chance to meet her, and I appreciate you being a first time caller. Yeah, look,
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Well, thanks, Greg. Have a good weekend. You know, I wonder if there were like gay guys, whoever, you know, said, well, you know, Gilligan or the professor. I mean, that would be like, you know, a no brainer, right? I mean, it would be the professor. I mean, if you were a gay guy, it would be the professor, right? I mean, the skipper. I mean, you know, maybe if you're into, you know, bears, you know, you might like the skipper, but I don't know. I think the professor was the most attractive male on the island. You know, one day we could take different shows and we could take a show like Gilligan's Island and just do all the things that didn't make sense on the show. Like somebody sent a text a moment ago and said, you know, they drank a lot of coconut milk. why was the coconut milk white? Because I just drank some coconut milk a little while ago, and it's clear. Coconut milk is clear, but on the island that you know you see them pour it, it was all white. All right, look, the Saints. I wish I could tell you what they're going to do this weekend because I don't know. But I'll tell you this: they have the potential to beat the Bears. They can beat the Bears. It's not like home field advantage is any big deal for them. So maybe they win on the road. I think there are still a lot of positive things about the Saints. I don't like the record the way it is. I don't like that Spencer Rattler has this horrible record because he's a better quarterback than the record reflects. But he's not dropping passes. He's not making all of the mistakes that lead to losses. It's not Spencer Rattler's fault. And so if you're a football fan, be intelligent enough to realize that it's not Spencer Rattler's fault. And he's doing a lot of things right. And he's just developing. And he could turn out to be a really good quarterback. Is he the best? I don't know. But I'm willing to wait and see. And the Saints need to clean up some other things if they're going to win. LSU, I would like to think that LSU just goes to Vanderbilt this weekend and just absolutely explodes. But I've been waiting for them to do it, and they haven't done it yet. Do they do it this weekend? I don't know. The game starts in a few minutes, so I guess we'll know pretty soon. Tom, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Tom.
Scoot, it's Tom the sales guy. How the hell are you, my brother from another mother?
I'm good, Tom. Thank you for calling in.
Look, I always call in. I caught the show a little late. What is that topic today about Ginger and Marianne?
Well, we've been talking about a bunch of things. I mean, the key is, Tom, is to listen to the show and then call in.
I know.
And not call in and say, hey, what are y'all talking about today?
No. I want to talk about Ginger and Marianne.
All right, I don't have a lot of time.
Here's my thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Ginger and Marianne.
Yeah.
I'll take them both.
Okay.
And you know what? I'll even get Miss Howell in that menage a trois.
Okay.
And knock the cobwebs off that.
All right, Tom,
I'll
look.
Go with it, baby.
All right, I appreciate the call, but before this gets totally out of hand, let's just end this now. There was just something about Marianne being just, I'll tell you what it was. It was the shorts. I mean, the shorts were one of the reasons that everybody fell in love with Marianne. Those were the most, I'm going to put it this way, they were the most defining shorts you could ever imagine. That's how tight they were. I think that's one of the reasons that so many people were into Marianne. You know, I got a text a little while ago, and somebody wanted to know why I keep taking the call from that guy, Ron, with the ladder. That's a commercial. It's not actually part of the show. Said, stop taking the call from that guy, Ron. All right, I'm Scoot. We got to come back to wrap up the show. And I hope you're making your plans for Halloween, because Halloween in New Orleans is really epic. Okay, Monday afternoon, we'll talk about the Saints. We'll talk about LSU. We'll talk about Tulane. Listen, Tulane plays Army this weekend. Tulane will beat Army big time. Tulane might actually end up in the top 25. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P, the fans in the pro with Deuce and Mike coming up next. They'll have a lot to talk about. I'm Scoot. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.